Diane Buck wrote the book about nearly 100 monuments around Milwaukee. So when WUWM's Susan Bentz happened upon a bronze and granite flagpole inscribed to the memory of those who served in 1917-1918, she called Buck for background. They met steps from the memorial in Juneau Park under a bus shelter as raindrops fell. Buck says it's a significant monument and a fitting place to kick off July 4th celebrations.
Most of the monuments in Milwaukee, as well as in other urban areas, were kind of started by women. And this one was dedicated and commissioned by something called the Service Star Legion, which was a group of patriotic women who wanted to support what the men and women had done in World War I. Now, this particular flagpole was commissioned by the Service Star Legion women when they had their convention in Milwaukee in 1932. So this is much later than when the men and women served in World War I. And it originally was in a triangular area where Wells meets Plankington and North 2nd Street. People would pass by, but it really didn't have any kind of attention until in the 60s when it became a center for demonstrations. There was a service office across the street, and that's where people got their draft orders, and so there was a little bit of a demonstration around this monument. Sometime later, about 1972, it was decided to bring it here to Juneau Park, where it has stood since then, and it's a very nice piece.
Let's talk a little about the design, or
yes,
the designer.
Yes, the bronze part of this monument is at the base of the flagpole. And it is a bas relief. That means that it stands out from the flatness. And you see some stars around it, which represent the Service Star Legion. The figures, the classical figures that surround this, are done by a man by the name of Benjamin Hawkins, a very well-trained sculptor from St. Louis. And he was of the period that most sculptors were designing and executing pieces that were very classical, almost monumental in its look. And this is in that strain.
You're a person who cares about the monuments that live in Milwaukee, mm-hmm, and public art and the importance of all of those in the culture and the richness of the city. Mm-hmm. Looking at this wet piece today.
Yeah, very wet.
What thoughts come to mind?
Well, I think it's important for us to remember on this day that we are thinking about freedom and how the United States continues to be a strong country, that we remember those who have lost their lives to retain our freedom. So it's a remembrance piece. And for those who are interested in remembrance pieces, there are a lot of other monuments around Milwaukee that some are in better condition than others, and this one happens to be in pretty good condition. It could take a washing and a waxing, but I don't see any evidence of deterioration around it.
Milwaukeean Diane Buck is an art educator on a mission to conserve outdoor sculpture. She spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz at Juneau Park.